Well, actually, it's been 18 years or so since my last solo project, and it's always in the back of my mind to do something, because I write all the time. I'm not one of these people that writes millions of songs, but I do write bits and pieces every day, practically. I've got thousands of cassettes with unfinished songs on. One day, they'll get discovered, probably by my grandchildren, who turn them into something or other. I don't know, ashtrays, probably. But I had no real desire to do an album, because the reason to do an album, I suppose, is to express oneself. And I express myself fairly badly with my voice, because I'm not happy with my voice. I'd love to be able to sing. I'm a real frustrated singer, in that I can hear a voice in my head, but the voice that comes out of my mouth isn't the voice I hear in my head. People tell me that all singers are like that. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I just know how I feel. And it wasn't really on top of my list of priorities to do a solo album until I heard Randall Brownlett's voice. Now, I've been sort of looking for a voice off and on through which I could express my songs. But the voices I get exposed to really are kind of very beefy, rock and roll, screamy kind of. I'm in the world of hard rock. The people that tend to gravitate towards me are those, which is not really what I want to say through the songs that I write in quiet moments. And most of these songs were written in quiet moments at home by myself. So I didn't really hear any voice that really turned me on until I heard Randall's voice. Steve Morse's roadie, when I first met Steve 8 years ago when he joined the band, his roadie Scoots said to me, do you know Randall Brownlett? I said, no. And he gave me an album of some stuff that Randall had recorded in the 70s, and I didn't remember it, but I remembered Sea Level. He was in Sea Level. Anything, it was kind of interesting and nice to hear. And a couple of years later, he said, oh, by the way, yeah, Randall's got a new album out. You might like to hear it. So he gave me a copy, and as I was listening to it, not only did I like his voice, but the germ of an idea came, well, maybe he could be the one to sing my songs. And I didn't think, actually, he'd be interested. I said to Scoots, do you think he'd be interested? And he said, well, all you can do is call him up. And he gave me his number. So I called him up and I said, look, you don't know me, I don't know you, but is there any chance we could meet? And he said, sure, come on down. He lives in Athens, Georgia. So I went down there, not knowing what to expect, really. And I stayed with him for 5 days. He and his wife made me very comfortable. We wrote some songs together. We exchanged some ideas. We went in a little studio and did some demos. And I generally had such a great time. And I thought I really could work with this guy. And so that's really how the idea started. It then took on a life of its own. As all these things do, they once you start something, they have a kind of self-fulfilling way about them. He came up to Connecticut. We went in the studio with a drummer and a guitarist I'd never met before. And boom, the first day, we did 5 songs.